What's interesting about this naked portrait is that it exists as three separate fragments. And the reason for this is it was originally made as one single large etching. But after one proof was pulled, Freud looked at it and didn't like it, didn't think it was a successful print. But he played around with it and cut it into these three separate fragments. And this is all that survives from that one etching plate. He actually liked this grouping of three as a way of representing this particular sitter. And it reminds us of how Freud has a tendency to crop his etchings in unusual ways and to focus on unusual details or unusual arrangements or unusual aspects of a particular person's body.
All the images on this wall depict the same sitter. Whether etching or painting, Freud's work habits are uniquely his own.
Freud is known as a very slow worker. Paintings can take from a few months to more than a year, and etchings usually take at least a couple of months for him to complete. He typically works 7 days a week and has two extended sessions every day, a morning session that goes from 7 or 8 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and an evening session that goes from 7 o'clock in the evening until the wee hours of the morning.